You're listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.
Hello, everyone. This is Liz Harvey coming to you from our studios in New York City, where we are dedicated to bringing you top-quality advice from many of the leading expert professionals across the U.S. In today's episode, we are speaking with chiropractor Dr. Luke Stringer. Dr. Stringer speaks regularly to local schools, businesses, and organizations on health, wellness, and safety topics. He enjoys educating others on how to manage stress, how to prevent injuries in the workplace and at home, and how to maintain peak performance in all facets of life. Dr. Stringer is from Manchester, England, where he studied sports science. Before graduating from Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa, he played professional rugby for 9 years. Dr. Stringer is considered one of the top chiropractors in Chicago and is a contributing member of our national network of industry professionals. Today we are going to talk about a very important topic: prepare your body for summer sports with chiropractic care. Hi, Dr. Stringer. How are you today?
Really well, thanks, Liz. How are you?
I'm doing great today. Thank you for joining me. So, how can chiropractic care help people transition their bodies from being mostly sedentary in winter to engaging in more active outdoor activities in the summer?
Yeah, great question. So I'll lean into kind of our practice here, Liz. Our practice is downtown Chicago. Our patient base is predominantly the corporate athlete. So that's, you know, being pinned to your desk 40, 50, 60 hours a week in a seated or standing position. So essentially we're sedentary. When we're sedentary, several things happen. Joints that should be able to move freely and stably become subluxated. That essentially means a joint is not moving well and or it's shifted out of alignment. So then if a prerequisite for a healthy joint is full range of motion, however, you've got restricted range of motion, and then you go straight from your desk. The sun comes out in Chicago, we hit the beach, we're playing beach volleyball, and you're flying around, and joints aren't moving. That's going to increase the stress and tension in the joint. That's going to break us down, essentially lead to injury and dysfunction. The second thing is postural muscles pick up on movement. They're intrinsic. And then muscles that move us, particularly in gait function, pick up on movement. So when we're pinned to our desk, sedentary, sitting or standing, and we're not moving, then muscles get weak and lazy. So, for example, your diaphragm switches off, we're now breathing through our chest, not through our stomach. Core gets lazy because we're just not moving. Glutes switch off, hamstrings switch off, and then, again, you hit Lakeshore Pass. Lakeshore Drive, you go for a run, things aren't engaging, it creates compensation. Compensation over time is going to break us down, lead to injury. So by being under chiropractic care, you can take care of all those things. Make sure the joint's in alignment, it's moving well, and then obviously making sure through an evaluation, obviously, the muscles that should be essentially engaging and being used when we're moving are engaging and being used when we're moving. So obviously patients who are coming in and getting the spine evaluated for alignment and function and muscle groups that they're going to be using for functionality and engagement are going to do far better and have far less chance of, you know, breaking down, pulling a muscle or having pain where then the activity they enjoy to do, running for example, they have to shut down and rehab their body to be able to do that activity.
And for runners, how can chiropractic care help prepare their bodies for long outdoor runs?
Yeah, so obviously all gait function comes through the low back, the hips, and then the kinetic chain, right? So just knees, the foot and the ankle. So when we're moving, first thing we need to do is have joints that are in alignment and moving. If joints are shifted and they're not moving, that's going to create stress and tension, which is going to lead to pain, dysfunction, injury. So where your tailbone and your hips come together, it's good, your sacroiliac joint, that joint's designed to move. So again, if we're pinned to our desk and we're sitting and that joint locks up and then we start moving, if that joint's not moving well, all of a sudden someone else has to move too much. Some other muscles have to compensate for muscles that aren't allowed or getting that joint to move. This can increase stress and tension in the joint. It can trickle down the kinetic chain, lead to movement dysfunction, compensation in other joints. So obviously by being under chiropractic care, we can make sure the joints are in alignment, we make sure they're they're moving, we can make sure the muscles that we are intending to use, so runners, we need to make sure our core's really switched on, we need to make sure our hamstrings are long and strong, make sure our glutes are really switched on, because they're the muscles that are going to create stability and move us along. Obviously, if we're sitting all day or standing all day, those muscles get weak and lazy. They then go to move. Joints are stuck. Muscles aren't engaging. Over time, that's just going to lead to, obviously, us breaking down, pain, dysfunction, compensation. So if you're a runner, you need to make sure the ankles move well, the knee moves well, the hip moves well, the low back moves well. We need to make sure they've got full range of motion. Not only are they moving well, they've got stability during their movement. So all the muscles that are going to be moving us along and create stability are switched on. So obviously by seeing a chiropractor, if you're going in, I'm a runner, I've got a couple of marathons coming up, I'm about to start my training, we just got through winter, I want to be assessed for my gait function. Many chiropractors out there will be able to do that through multiple assessments, individual evaluation of the joint and or functional examinations of the gait, and obviously by finding the missing or the imbalances, the joint restrictions, the muscle aren't engaging, we can adjust, get them in alignment, treat the soft tissue, get it healthy, give rehab to create stability in the joints. And then obviously as you're moving and running, by being under chiropractic care, we can get on top of things that might not be an issue in regards to not creating any pain or dysfunction that we can feel, but are creating dysfunction that we're not aware of, which obviously the more miles we put into our legs, the more we run, the more chance we have of breaking down. So by being under chiropractic care, you can prepare your body for training. And then while you're training, you can obviously make sure that you're in that everything that should be in alignment and moving well with freedom and stability is doing exactly that.
All right. And in what ways can chiropractic care help people improve their golf game?
Yes, so golf is a massive rotational sport, and we do a lot of bending forwards, a little bit backwards and side to side, but we don't do much rotation. So obviously the low back does a massive amount of that rotational work. So there's an adjustment specific to chiropractic. It's a side posture adjustment, essentially where the patient's lying on the side, and then we're essentially taking the spine through rotation via an adjustment. Obviously, spines that rotate better than spines that don't rotate well, that's going to allow us to create more backswing. It's going to allow us to follow through and get more follow through. Obviously, it's pretty important for playing golf. Watch Rory McIlroy play golf. His backswing and follow through is ridiculous. So he's got great rotation of his lumbo-thoracic spine. So if you're restricted and you're stuck in those movements, it's going to limit your mechanics. Obviously, limited mechanics going to obviously affect your quality of the golf swing. Also, too, again, chiropractors aren't just going to address the movement of the joint. They're going to make sure the tissue's healthy, muscles that cross joints move joints, so we could perform an evaluation of those joints that are going to be required to move and evaluate them while they're moving. And if they're not moving well, we can perform soft tissue treatment on that joint to clean out adhesions like glue in a muscle. It's going to limit range of motion. Remember, if the range of motion in a joint is limited, it increases stress and tension. Stress and tension is going to break us down. So that's when we're golfing and we're pulling our low back, for example. And obviously, we're going to be able to evaluate diaphragm, core. They're massively important for golf. Golfers are going to have really kind of switched on diaphragms and cores, can create a lot of torque and power through their core. It's obviously going to follow through into a golf, great golf swing. You know, if you watch the PGA Tour, I can't remember last time I didn't watch a PGA Tour event on the weekend, and I didn't see some golfer on the side on a bench getting adjusted or getting worked on. We work with a ton of golf clinics in the city. Chiropractic care and golf go hand in hand.
And what is the most common sports injury you see during the summer in Chicago? And how do you help people recover from their sports injuries?
Yeah, great question. Honestly, I wouldn't say this is one that's most common. Low back pain is the number one cause of disability in America, right? So pulling our low back is a big one. We see a lot of pelvic dysfunction, so hip pain, knee, foot and ankle pain. Why? Well, they're all weight-bearing joints, and they allow us to essentially move So obviously, if we're subluxated, we're out of alignment, we're not moving well, muscles aren't doing their job, allowing joints to move with freedom and stability, then when we start moving, the pain and dysfunction is going to show up in those joints. But when you treat any sports injury, thorough evaluation first and foremost, detailed history, orthopedic exam, if there's been some trauma involved, take some x-rays, get some baseline data. But with anyone treating a sports injury, first thing we need to do is get rid of the inflammation, right? Because inflammations limit range of motion. So, you know, for example, if you're out running, you rolled your ankle, first thing you can do at home is the RICE protocol. RICE or rest, get off the joint, ice, 20 on, hour off, 20 on, hour off, compress, and then elevate. We want to get rid of that swelling. Next thing we need to do is restore range of motion. So range of motion exercises for that joint, if it's the low back, the hip, the knee, the foot and ankle, take that joint through its intended range of motion. First goal is to restore range of motion. Once we've got the range of motion back, then we can focus on stability. So again, another evaluation. Which muscles, ligaments, tendons were damaged during the trauma, or which muscle, ligaments, tendons, muscle groups essentially weren't doing their job to allow us to break down, evaluate, find the dysfunction, and then treat. And when you're treating, it, in our office, it's a blended approach. We're adjusting a joint to improve mechanics. You're treating the soft tissue to break down scar tissue, which is going to increase range of motion. And then we're going to do a lot of proprioceptive work, stability work, strengthening work of the joint to make sure when you're loading the joint, it's got the stability it needs to be stable for then obviously you to perform the activity that you enjoy doing.
And lastly, in what other ways can chiropractic care prepare the body for a healthy summer season of sports and outdoor activities?
Yeah, great question. Chiropractic care just does so much in regards to how we function. So physically function, again, if you want to be running some 5Ks, 10Ks, marathons this summer, get in to see a chiropractor, get your gait evaluated. Is your ankle limited or is it moving well? For example, shin splints can be a common condition in regards to your last question. Shin splints is driven from lack of range of motion in the ankle. Knee pain is a real common pain or dysfunction that we have, particularly with runners, the runner's knee. Knee pain, unless it's a big trauma like blowing your knee out, you know, playing sport, is a repetitive stress injury. So, okay, which is the joint moving well? Are muscles that should be engaging, not engaging? Perform an evaluation, switch them on. And obviously, low back and hip alignment is pretty important because all your gait function comes through your low back and your hips. So, again, if your hip shifted, it's not moving well, then we go to move, that can create pain and dysfunction, hip, low back, or through the kinetic chain. So, by seeing a chiropractor, you can make sure you're in alignment, your joints are moving appropriately, and the muscles that should be doing the job are doing the job. And then by doing that, you'll be more proactive than reactive. So, you're getting ahead of it. So, when you're out there hiking, running, playing volleyball on the beach, whatever it is you're doing here in Chicago, you're doing it knowing that your chance of injury is far less than someone who just gets out there, just starts running after spending 6 months inside and not doing anything. To guarantee there's going to be joints that don't move well, muscles that aren't engaging. And then when we start loading that joint repetitively, that's how we can break down. So yeah, chiropractic care can be more of a proactive than a reactive type of healthcare. We obviously want to be making good health or healthcare decisions when we're being more proactive than reactive. I'm not sure we make too many good decisions when we're in a big stressful environment.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Stringer. We know you're busy, so I want to thank you for all of your time and help today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Liz.
And for our listeners across the country, if you are interested in speaking with the doctor, please visit www.southloopchiropractor.com or call 312-987-4878 to schedule an appointment. And on behalf of our team, we want to thank you for listening, and we look forward to bringing you more top quality content from our country's leading experts.
You've been listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.